Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a headline that came out yesterday that there are more female psychopaths than once thought. And so, of course, this has garnered a lot of attention on social media, a lot of jokes, memes. So, you know, let's clarify some things because we women do not need any more bad press than we already get. But it is a fascinating concept and one I do agree with. I do think we have more female psychopaths. I think many of them have gotten missed, have been flying under the radar. And people with psychopathy or who are psychopaths, you know, can harm themselves, can harm others. And it is important to understand, especially if you have one in the family, you're related to somebody, and you start to blame yourself for their behaviors. So basically where this conversation all started was there was a scientific festival at Cambridge, where Clive Bodie of Anglia Ruskin University says studies may be failing to identify female psychopaths. Current studies say that men outnumber women 6-1. So when you have a psychopath, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, it's usually found to be more male than female. But he says women can be so manipulative that they could... or a female psychopath could be so manipulative that they could kind of fly under the radar. And during his talk on Saturday, actually, it's an upcoming talk. He's going to argue the characteristics of female psychopaths differ from males. Gender bias plays a role in the underreporting, with society ignoring what people perceive to be male traits when they are displayed by women. So he's going to present his research, and he thinks that the real ratio of male to female psychopathy is 1.2-1, almost equal. 5 times higher than what was previously suggested. And so what is a psychopath? Well, a psychopath is somebody who's, they aren't very stable mentally. They feel they have a job to do or a role that is pretty narcissistic of them, and that it doesn't matter what people think, it doesn't matter what society thinks. They are, that's just what they do, and we all have to live with it, whether it means them cleansing other people, like Hitler, whether it means setting fires, threats. And so certain, not all psychopaths are violent, but many violent individuals have been known to be psychopaths. And there are certain traits or symptoms of this. So according to therapist.com, you can identify a psychopath with some of these traits. Now, we don't necessarily, we don't have a medication, we don't have a necessarily an algorithm per se, but some of the signs, just because you might say, oh yeah, I know somebody who's charming. A psychopath could be charming. Okay, well, a lot of us are charming. It doesn't mean we're psychopaths. But if they're charming on the surface and then manipulative below or evil, that could be a psychopath. So they usually lack empathy. When you're like, oh my gosh, those people were killed. Oh, like that doesn't draw any, you know, when there was just a real bad accident right outside our studio, we saw, and driving by, just, you can't help to, you know, wonder how everybody's doing. Hell, somebody going, all right, oh well. you worry about, you know, their mental health. So obviously a lack of empathy. They may be inflated in terms of their sense of self, narcissistic, calculating, lack of remorse. They may lie. They may be impulsive. And so somebody who's a psychopath might not take responsibility. So somebody might get harmed. Something might happen. Like, well, it's not my fault. It was their fault. They may easily be able to lie. They gaslight others. They may violate boundaries. They might manipulate somebody and then not have any remorse. You know, be fearless, do cruel, malicious behavior. And so they say that, you know, women may be a little bit more successful in lying and manipulative. And, you know, being a girl and being bullied by women and finding more women to be enemies of me than men. I can tell you right now, I have seen this behavior time and time again, and nobody will call it. Nobody will say anything, and they'll just, they'll blow it off because they don't want to insult anybody. They don't want to look misogynist. They don't. And I think we in medicine and psychology are trying so hard to not stigmatize, to not fat shame, to not stereotype, that we might be letting a lot of individuals, unfortunately, harm themselves or harm others because we're trying to be careful. Now, you can't discuss obesity now without being accused of fat shaming. Why not? We can't talk to you about your weight. We can't talk to you about your diabetes risk. There's all these rules where, well, you're being cruel if you do that. I'm trying to save their life. Well, you're being discriminatory. Aren't you being discriminatory if you don't bring something up? If you go, okay, you know what, yeah, you just go be you, and what happens to you is on you. No, when you're in the medical field, you have to treat everybody with the same ethics, with the same empathy, with the same passion. So how do you treat somebody who's a psychopath? Well, one is you want to make sure they're not harmful to themselves or others. We have cognitive behavioral therapy. There are certain medications, mood stabilizers. Many of them might turn to drugs. Many of them might not want to have these thoughts, or might not want to have these feelings, and they may try to treat themselves. Sociopaths are a little different. Psychopaths have more of a definition of being more genetic, whereas sociopaths might occur because of childhood trauma, things like that. But, you know, this idea, and you're going to be hearing more about it next month, that we might have more women psychopaths. I agree with that. And I think we do need to not have these certain, you know, blocks when we're trying to diagnose, to be able to unveil who needs help and who doesn't. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So one of the biggest mysteries to me as a mommy is how did we go from being the apple of our kids' eyes, a goddess in their eyes, to mommy is everything. Mommy, I need you. Mommy, mommy, mommy. To, oh, gosh, oh, mom called. Okay, who's going to go over to mom's? You know, mom, listen to me. Mom, stop talking. And I have witnessed this in my family. I have witnessed this, right, just throughout with patients, where as mom gets older, now what she says matters less gets dismissed, and finally his mom doesn't know what she's talking about. So I overheard a conversation with my boys. And one of the boys said, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the other son's like, well, where did you hear that? Well, mom said it. Oh, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. She doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Okay, done. And then they move on. Excuse me, where did we go from mommy being the only person that is navigating you through life, not to mention giving birth to you? Daddy was there, obviously, but, you know, biologically, you were in my uterus. Where did we go from you can't even survive without me feeding you to she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about? And, you know, it baffles me. Yeah, and so some people say, well, the change happens as a teenager. I don't know. I don't know if it's just all as a teenager. You know, I think I picked up early on. You know, I try to, with my kids, act like, look, I know everything. So always run everything by me. Right? You know, mommy knows everything. You know, and I think the very first time they realized I didn't, I think they asked me a question about SpongeBob SquarePants. And I might have mixed up Squidward with somebody. And the shock on their faces that I got that wrong completely destroyed their world. You know, I had that moment with my mom where I thought she knew everything and I do. And then all of a sudden, she's wrong on something. And I think it was another family member saying, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And my whole foundation started to crumble. Because remember, we didn't have Wikipedia in the 80s. Okay, we didn't have Reddit. Where now all the Gen Zs go, you know, for a lot of their data and cross-checking, and referencing. You would use people. If so-and-so said something, that's, yeah. But what I really worry about is if my kids now think, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, what happens when I'm in my 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? Now, I've seen some of my friends where those kids are like, yes, ma'am. Mama says something, you listen. You don't disrespect mama. Oh, mama's in the room. Mama's talking. Mama's here. I'm having trouble, and I think a lot of people are having trouble garnering that. Now, my kids respect me. They love me. But they are starting to take on these roles. And I did a little of that in my 20s. I think it's in your 20s when you start to realize, okay, wait a second. I am now becoming the matriarch or the patriarch of the family as parents age, and now I'm the one that's getting a career, and now I'm the one that's going to be possibly getting married and starting a family, then I am the one now that is going to be the go-to. And I think I know how to fix it. Right? And I might be off. I might not know what the hell I'm talking about. But what you need to do is you need to go back and try and figure out what it is that's going on. You know, is it that your parents suppressed you so much, obstructed you, abused you, that you are finally free and now able to overcome and now able to be in a position of power? And so you don't want to lose that power and you want to do to them what they did to you. All right. Now, that could be very dangerous. And so you need to understand that. I think all parents need to make sure they never. That's why we don't want parents spanking, beating, abusing. It comes back to haunt you. Is it that you always idolized your parents? How you loved that they were the ones that would give advice. They were the ones that had wisdom and that you want to emulate that. And you want to be the one as a kid that gives that wisdom. Now, you could do that without putting anybody else down. You know, but is it that you want to replace the wisdom person so now it's you? Is it that you want to run the family? I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be the one that runs the family. I know it might look fun, but I mean, when you're the one, there's a lot on you. Financially, emotionally, you might want to think that one through. And so me as a parent, I need to figure out what it is. Now, and you know, it could be that, you know, for years it was, you know, people always calling me or daddy and asking advice, and you know, we're in patient care and all that. And that, you know, they want that. They want people to recognize them. They want that identity. So as a parent, if you don't want to lose some of that relationship, okay, you want to identify that with your kids and help nurture it. You know, and you also don't want your kids to think they have to be like you. You want your kids to gain their own identity. And so one thing I do with my kids is I, not to stereotype or stigmatize, but I do like to give credit where credit's due. You know, where, you know what, go to so-and-so. He's really good at this. He's the one in the family that knows how to do that. He's the one in the family that knows how to fix it. He's the one in the family that's the most well-read. And I've seen with my friends' kids, I've seen with my, you know, because a lot of my friends are also physicians and, you know, have a lot of, you know, work and, you know, are very seasoned. And I see the kids always try to struggle to get that identity, and they're always overshadowed by their parents. Right? So let them shine. Let these kids shine. Let them have their own identity. They don't have to be in your shadow. You don't always have to cast that big a shadow. You know, I mean, some children may want to be in your field. Some don't. Look, I have a son, engineering. Okay, now I was always very good at math. I highly excelled in math, so I was always known as the one who knows math. So, you know, very difficult for then us to say, okay, just go to him. Well, now we're doing that. They're like, yeah, I don't remember that. I don't know it, and I'm not faking it. Okay, I really don't remember calculus 3. That was many, many years ago. He's the one that understands physics. He's the one that understands electricity. And so what you want to do is you want to, with your kids, start giving them roles. But you also need to nip in the bud any sort of disrespect. When a child starts to talk down to a parent, tell them to shut up. Tell them to, well, also one is they watch you with your elders. I have to be very, very careful, because if my mom gets on my nerves, okay, and I get on my mom's nerves, and, you know, in our family, we say it like it is, okay? You know, yelling is not yelling. That's just how we talk. Now, I can't hear. Lower your voice. You know, we just can't. Shut up. You know, that might be normal for us and might not be necessarily a sign of disrespect, but I think, you know, kids will see that. And when I saw how my parents dealt with their parents, it was very different, my father and his parents and my mom and hers. But that's because my mom had to take on a role of the matriarch of the family. So you need to, if you start to see your kids do that, nip that in the bud, and you got to do it early. If you let it go, and now you're 70 or 80, and you're like, don't talk to me like that, it's going to be hard because it's already a habit. And so you need to always remind them there's a respect issue. You also need to teach them. Say, look, if you ever disagree with me, you don't have to be a jerk. I'm not being a jerk, Mom. I'm just telling you. No. You're kind of being a jerk right now. I'm not insulting you. It's just there's a way to talk to somebody. All right? You don't know what you're talking about, Mom. Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about, okay? And I could still whoop your little butt from here to here to China if I have to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
And to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have hunger in the U.S. We do. And how we used to solve that is you could apply for food assistance, and programs such as WIC would provide you the meat, the milk, the vegetables, the grains. You would go to a grocery store. There'd be certain foods allowed under WIC you could take for free and check out and be allotted. And so we knew that families were getting fed. We've done it a little differently now, where people get a card, where they could run the card and buy their groceries, but we don't know how nutritious the food is, and we don't know exactly what's being bought as a taxpayer. The government does, but the taxpayer doesn't know where that money's going. Well, the White House is announcing a $1.7 billion plan to help end hunger in the United States by 2030 and promote healthy living. Apparently, 17 million households were not able to get enough food in 2022. In 6.8 million of those households, a member had to skip meals or make other changes because there was not enough money and resources for food. Now, this is very confusing considering we do have a lot of even though we don't do necessarily food stamps anymore, we do have a lot of government aid that goes to food. Is it that the money's not being spent on that? I don't know. Are they not applying for it? Are they not getting access to it? Are many of these illegal migrants that are afraid to apply? So this $1.7 billion to end hunger. As a doctor, I am for anything to end hunger. But I also want to make sure that we're spending the money correctly. And we have a lot of food that is being wasted, that is being not used. I mean, how many fresh vegetables do not get bought at the grocery store and then what happens to them? So some stores work with food banks, but maybe there's a better process and procedure we could do. You know, we have, maybe we could work directly with farms. Now, we have the school districts and we have the schools where kids are supposed to be fed at school. There's also breakfast. There's also after school snack. If we are not, if we are still missing out on millions of individuals, we need to also identify what is happening with these millions of individuals. Are they disabled? Are they healthy and able to work? A big question that keeps coming from the average taxpayer is, why is there a labor shortage if we have so many people in poverty and hungry that could work? I don't know. We, you know, I don't mind them spending $1.7 billion. Now, Food Forward is planning to recover 290 million pounds of fresh fruit and vegetables that would go to waste and distribute it to people facing food insecurity. I love that. I love the idea of food, the actual food going to people. I don't like the idea of there being funds and you hoping that the parent is spending it wisely. I've had kids that I've lectured to in school say their parents don't buy fresh fruit and vegetables. They get frozen meals. They eat cereal. They eat, I mean, is it a sugary cereal or is it a fortified with bran and vitamins? And so if you want the kids to get the fresh fruits and vegetables, you almost have to give it to them themselves. Give it to them directly. Or the money goes to the farms produce the food, and the food goes directly to individuals. But I've seen this time and time again where you just pass money back and forth. It doesn't necessarily get spent on what needs to be spent. And if we still have hunger and nutritional deficiencies, why? What's going on? The Harlem Globetrotters are involved. They have a public awareness campaign. They want to educate people on good nutrition, healthy activity. They have a two-year partnership with Kaboom, a nonprofit that works to bring play spaces to children in underserved communities. Very cool. So the Biden administration wants to lay out their plan to end hunger and reduce diet-related diseases by 2030. This is going to be at a conference in Washington in September. There's going to be $8 billion in commitments. Oh, I guess included was $8 billion in commitments that was initially announced. $2.5 billion from startup companies focused on solutions for food insecurity. Another $4 billion from philanthropic efforts. And so, you know, they're going to expand access to school breakfast and school lunch. So I support this. I would really like to know, and I think we all need to address and do an audit of what is happening to a lot of the money now. I thought we are spending already billions on food aid. Is it not working? I'm hearing that, you know, for migrants, they're talking about giving them debit cards, and you know, why not just hand out the food? And I understand you don't want to always have lines of individuals. You want them to be able to go out into the, industry and be able to go to restaurants and buy their own food, et cetera. You don't want to necessarily always have food pantries. But if we are spending this kind of money and then we're told we need to spend more because we have hunger issues, then you need to explain to us where's all the initial funding going and what is being bought. Now, I know it's harder. It's a lot harder to try to organize the fresh food and vegetables getting into the hands of people. But you give a family lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, and they're hungry, they'll eat it. You give them money. You know, there's no guarantee that money will go to healthy food. And it's a problem. I mean, look at the average American that might not struggle with hunger. What are parents feeding their kids? Fast food, pizza, frozen food. So I think we need a national sort of campaign. I think what we're doing to ourselves, humans are not evolving very well. We are losing our physical strength, our physical stamina. We're becoming obese. We're not getting enough vitamin D. We're sitting. We're getting arthritis. Our obesity is killing us as a species. And we're not getting the nutrition that we need. Now, I understand in olden days you didn't always have access to fresh vegetables either, but your choices were goat milk, cow milk, you know, meat from a cow, fresh vegetables. And then as we started the Industrial Revolution and as we started to work more in cities and you didn't have access to farm food, you had to be able to figure out how to make food last so it wouldn't spoil quickly. And then we started to add preservatives and packaging. And then now, you know, we do have ways where we could store food in a shelter and have food that could last months. But it isn't the healthiest. It's not the freshest. So we really do need a campaign. And we need to understand that we have got to put our priorities on making sure, especially our kids, get fresh food. Now, I've seen the school lunches. Michelle Obama tried, and we saw what happened. These kids were throwing the food out. Kids should not be trained as toddlers to like junk food. We need to train them to like healthy food. If not, when they are at school, they throw out the healthy food. Sadly, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you will disagree with me, but my favorite steakhouse, and I live in Southern Nevada. We're in Las Vegas. We have some of the most amazing restaurants and steakhouses. But my favorite tasting steak and my favorite go-to place is Outback. Yes, it's Outback. And mind you, we got a lot of nice restaurants. Got T-Bones and Hank's and a lot of Chef Ramsay. And I've had good steaks in other places. But I like going to Outback because it's cheaper. In fact, I could get some good prime rib at BJ's. BJ's, yes, yes, BJ's, the chain, has, I think on Sunday, a prime rib dinner. And their prime rib is so tasty. I love prime rib. I can eat prime rib any day of the week. Oh, my gosh, it's so yummy. And I love the way Outback does their prime rib and BJ's. Mind you, yes, there are some fancy restaurants, but I can't spend that kind of money. It's pretty expensive. Maybe once in a blue moon we could go, but I really like prime rib. The problem is the prices keep going up. And eventually, you're at these restaurants and you're starting to pay prices that would be at a fancy restaurant. Although the fancy restaurants are getting ridiculous. I see steaks for $125. Like, really? $125 for something that I'm going to poo out in 2 days? If I'm going to spend $125, I want it to sit in my closet for 5 years. And I could rewear it all the time. Especially on Rewear Wednesday. $125 is a lot of money. I don't care how good it tastes. I don't think I want to spend that kind of money. Plus tax, plus tip. That's a lot of money. Not to mention these fancy places. When you order a steak, the plate is bare. It just has the steak. So if you want to have a garnish, if you want to have a side of, let's say, some cream spinach or potatoes, you got to pay extra for that. You have to pay extra for the sides. And so now your $125 steak is now $150 for you to kind of have something to make, you know. Sometimes if you, in fact, we were at one of the Chef Ramsay, and I think Chef Ramsay is amazing, Gordon Ramsay. But we were at one of his restaurants, and the steak was a little dry. So my husband asked for more sauce. They charged him $8 for more of the gravy or the sauce. Really? And so at some point, you say, to hell with this. I could go to Albertsons. They have a great butcher there. The guys are so cool. I could pick out my ahi tuna steak. I could pick out the piece of salmon I want. I could pick out my steak and say, that's the sucker I want to cook. Or I could get the cheaper ones that are packaged. I could season it myself. Now, I can't make it taste like Outback. But I could still do a pretty good job, and I'm saving money. And I got to be honest, if ever I don't like the taste of something, just remind me how much money I'm saving, and then, ooh, it tastes good. But we got to save some money. Well, unfortunately, I think there's other people that are starting to think the same way we do. And we're being told that the Bloomin' Brands, which owns Outback, Bonefish Grill, Fleming's, which, by the way, are phenomenal restaurants. I don't think I've ever had a bad meal at any of those places. They're closing down about 41 locations. On an earnings call, the company told investors that they're going to be closing down 41 restaurants. 33 of them just took place on Friday. They said, we periodically review our asset base, and in our latest review, we made the decision to close 41 underperforming locations. That's according to CEO David Dino. The majority of these restaurants were older assets with leases from the 90s and early 2000s. So you would think, well, if you had a lease from that time, then your rent must be phenomenal. But maybe the rent's going up. We have a salon. Owner wants to raise the rent ridiculously. You know, it starts to make you rethink, is it worth keeping it open? And so, whether it's sales, traffic, cost to improve, you know, they say the move is not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of restructuring. And And, you know, I worry. When I look, you know, we passed by a, I don't know if it was an Applebee's or a Chili's. Chili's has been really good about trying to keep the prices down. In fact, Denny's, we had an always open Denny's near us that closed after COVID because they just couldn't recover. You know, a Denny's is always open. So when you see a Denny's closed and have the always open sign and then under it, it's a closed. You kind of like, okay, which do we believe? The always open or are you closed? And even they're trying to bring back the Grand Slam for $5.99. Now, I remember as a kid getting the Grand Slam, and I remember that costing money. I remember my parents were like, okay, this is, you know, it was, I think, what, like $2.99 or $3.99? It's like a big breakfast. So I was like, they're like, go get the kiddie breakfast. It's cheaper. But, you know, we have got to realize that at some point, we can't be spending the money, or people are not going to be able to spend the money. Even Disney, who had up their prices ridiculously, had to stop and go, wait a second here. Because even they were noticing people just couldn't afford it. I know a family of five who said they were close to $30,000 on a Disney vacation at Disney World. I was like, how? Well, when you look at the flights, when you look at the room, when you look at the tickets, when you look at the upgrades, when you look at the, you know, it starts to add up. That's a lot of money. I mean, $30,000 is a car. You look at what's happening with electric vehicle sales stalling. You're asking people to buy a car that you can't buy used. I buy used cars. I don't think I've bought a new car in a very long time. It depreciates. I'll buy a used car. So when I told my husband, all right, well, I guess we got to look for used electric vehicles. He goes, you don't buy used electric vehicles, the battery. I mean, unless they have a warranty on the battery, but you have to buy new. I don't. We never buy new. Who has the money? So seeing this change is a sign that I think consumers, because we got, I know they only say inflation is 3% or whatever. That's not what I'm seeing. There's a pizza place near my house where in 2021, I posted the picture, you could get two slices and a drink for $6.15. Then it went to $6.85. Then it went to $7.15. Then it went to $8.15. And now it's $8.85. And that actually happened in 2 years. So, that's not 3%. That's 20 to 28% inflation. And consumers have to speak out. I know there's a congresswoman in California that wants a minimum wage raised to 50. She says everybody needs to make 100,000. In her defense, it's very hard for people to manage their car, their power, their mortgage, their iPhone, their Wi-Fi, their streaming, the food prices for under that, but really six figures? Okay, we have to get things under control. And we're letting it happen. We have a lot of greed out there. People are charging whatever. We're going to be talking about this later. Apparently, Wendy's is going to try to trial where they can adjust the prices like Uber does based on availability of drivers, based on gas, based on costs. And, you know, I like Wendy's, but, you know, when costs are shifting that quickly, these companies are trying to keep up. The problem is we consumers can't keep up because it's ridiculous to spend this kind of money. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.